Hey folks, it's Marvin Cash, the host of The Articulate Fly, and we're back with another Casting Angles with Mac Brown. How you doing, Mac?
I'm doing great. How you doing, Marvin?
As always, just trying to stay out of trouble, and it's kind of funny. Everybody's excited that, spring came a little bit early in our neck of the woods.
Oh yeah, it's been really nice. Really nice warm days, and had a few exciting days there during the Nationals last week. That a lot of rain and cold, but for the most part, I think it was the third most mild February on record.
Yeah, it's interesting about the Nationals. I imagine some of those guys from out west that are used to fishing tailwaters were a little bit surprised at how much water was in the system.
Yeah, we had the creeks are plenty high. Yeah, and the rains, of course, brought it up a little more. But it was cold. Like Friday, I watched the sessions up in Cherokee on the Ravens Fork and the general water as well. And I tell you, it was cold. I mean, 1 o'clock and it was still 33 degrees. It was a mix of sleet and snow and rain the whole morning, and not the most ideal, pleasant conditions to be out in with the wind and all too. So yeah, that was probably, I think, the toughest day was Friday from what I saw.
Yeah, and it was interesting. We started talking before we started recording, and you kind of, the idea we had to talk about this time, you know, from you watching everybody fish the Nationals, was to talk a little bit about the four components of mindset.
Yeah, that'd be a great topic, and we'll hit a few of those maybe on our show tomorrow on the fundamentals casting and that we got going on tomorrow night. I thought that would be a good lead in for what does that require, and the first one, we'll just jump into it. The first one I would say is remaining curious. You know, like the more curious you remain, the faster I think you're going to grow. And so I think that's really one of the big components, is having that curiosity that remains high. And then the second one, I think, is discipline, like discipline to how to get to where you want to be. I mean, that goes into what we've been preaching for 38 years. Like, how much does somebody practice? Oh, never. Then they go out on the river expecting to do great things, but yet they've never practiced anything. So it's just like, that's kind of a waste of time. So we'll just say that you got to get discipline and get a regimen of practice. And if you don't have that, then you're kind of wasting time spinning your wheels, you know? And then the third one would be humility, you know, because if you think you know way more than you really do know, then you're probably in trouble. And I think the best people that I know out there, as far as instructors, teachers, and even the comp anglers that are on top of the world right now, they're incredibly humble because they're always trying to get more. Yet then you see the ones that are not as humble, and they think they know a lot. And that's kind of a dangerous recipe as well, because that's kind of a limit to getting where they want to be as well. And I'll go ahead and hit the fourth one, and this falls under it with observation, that it is to remain a naturalist and question everything, like when you go out. And I don't mean just the fish and what bugs are in a spider web. I mean, are the birds singing, or is it dead quiet? Are the cows laying down? Are they walking around feeding? All those things, I think, with the best anglers that I've known over the years, they're incredibly in tune, call it in sync, being a naturalist. They pay attention to everything, not just what they're doing going to the river.
Yeah, and I think all those things put together really is kind of a positive posture for life, right? I mean, because if you kind of put all that together, you know, the people that you find that not just are successful in the fly fishing world, but in other aspects of, let's just say, air quotes, real life, right? You know, these are people that are incredibly disciplined about improving. They never stop, and they're always curious.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like Jimmy. Jimmy's one of my best friends here. That, you know, Jimmy Estes, that did the mop fly back in the mid-90s, and I fished with Jimmy since I moved here in 87. And when I look at the curiosity level, I think Jimmy's in his early 80s now, and he's still just tinkering nonstop, kind of like in the light of Dame Juliana's book, Trees of Fishing with an Angle, which was the first book ever written on the sport of fly fishing. And she's real encouraging throughout that book about making all your own gear and modifying it when you can and keep growing and tinkering with stuff. And he's still tinkering with lines, probably more so now than when he had a real job. He's been in retirement for years. But, I mean, every time I see him, he's like, Mac, I got another line I want you to try. And he's all the time playing with all these different setups and just tinkering. In other words, he's never really content with where he is. And that's really kind of a beautiful thing. Talk about curiosity. He's still as curious as when he first started as a kid, you know? So I think that's a good attribute.
Yeah, and you know, folks, we're going to take a deeper dive into this. So this is going to come out Wednesday morning on the 6th. On that evening, Mac and I are going to be doing a class, The Fundamentals of Casting. And we've been talking about this quite a bit on the Casting Angle series. You know, we've worked really, really hard to try to kind of distill things down to kind of get rid of kind of the noise and the fluff, because we don't like fluff, do we, Mac Brown?
No. There's plenty of that out there on the World Wide Web.
Yeah, so to try to boil it down, and so the link will be in the show notes. It's going to be at 7:30 Eastern time. If you can't make it, no worries. We're going to record it, and it'll be up there. But it's the first in a series of three parts that's going to, I think, really help you have a completely different perspective about how casting fits into your fishing life on the water. And, you know, Mac, I know you've got one fly fishing show coming up to go to, and you're done, right?
Yeah, I'll be done after this coming weekend. And I'll go to Michigan on Friday, so the Midwest Fly Fishing Expo, and we wrap up Sunday night. And I think that's my last one, unless I might go to Munich still, I don't know. But I'm not sure on that. I hadn't committed to that one yet.
Well, that sounds interesting. Get on an airplane, fly across the pond, right?
Oh, yeah. The only reason I want to do it, if I go, is that there's a lot of friends that I teach with over there over the years that I'd like to see, and I don't get to see them that much in America. So if I do go to that, it'll be more for, I mean, I'll have to teach and do the same things that I do here, but it'd be more the industry friends that work there. For me, that'd be the only reason I consider it right now.
Yeah, got it. And, you know, it's warming up. So, you know, I imagine that means guide trips and schools. Where can folks get more information?
The best place is probably on the website. It's at flyfishingguideschool.com for the school information. And then macbrownflyfish.com would be the best place to find out. And it has all the contact info, and it spells out, you know, big thing too, I'll just emphasize, is read it. Because the worst thing in the world, I've been in tourism 38 years. And it's not fun answering the phone and everything's written in the first paragraph, but people didn't read the first paragraph. You know what I'm saying? So they ask you the same thing that's already there. So there's a reason why we put a lot of time in writing it and making it pretty concise and to the point. And I don't think many people spend more than a few seconds. They see the website and they're like, there's Marvin's number, I'm going to call him. But there's a reason it's written up in the first paragraph how it works.
Yeah. And interesting too, right? Because it kind of goes back to the whole mindset conversation we started out this episode with. That tells you a whole lot, right? About how that person internalizes the mindset for improvement.
Yeah. Yeah. It kind of ties right back into it, doesn't it?
Yeah. And so, you know, folks, check out the schools, get out on the water with Mac. And, you know, it's warming up. You know, if you're out west, we've still probably got a few more fly fishing shows running kind of, you know, maybe into March, deeper into March, maybe early April. But, you know, go to a show. If the weather where you are is not great, tie some flies. Otherwise, get out on the water. Tight lines, everybody. Tight lines, Mac.
Tight lines, Marvin.